We're back.
Not just really. Kidding. Just
kidding. We're back with a little surprise.
A little surprise.
We got a little interview.
Interview time.
With Jalen Palmer, a.k.a. The Cracker.
I can't believe it.
I know.
She was nicer in person,
I think. She was so much. She's not a bully.
I can't wait for everybody to hear.
Yeah, so tune in. And we just, we want to apologize for any, like, audio issues that may be prevalent throughout.
We had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, they should clear up halfway through, but
just
bear with us a little bit.
Thank you for being a bear.
Here she is.
With us.
Hello.
Hello.
Here we are. We are our guest. The only Jalen Palmer,
the Cracker from Hannah Montana, but also
she's been in Sweet Life Zack and Cody, Yours, Mine, and Ours, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and we're very excited to have her talk about this episode. So if you want to say hi.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really excited to be here and to talk about it. You know, I did it, I think, over like 14 years ago or something like that. So it's fun to get to go back and think about it and talk about it.
Yeah. So, what was the audition process like? If you can remember that at all?
Yeah, I do. I remember it super clearly because this was the first, my first TV show that I ever booked. That it was like my big first role. So I definitely remember it pretty clearly. I remember that the day that I got it, I was actually auditioning beforehand for an American Sign Language like kids video. And so I had on like this bright pink shirt and like I had on and I was like dressed super cutesy because I was auditioning for a kids video. And then we get a call and we're like, you want to do a trip for Hannah Montana? And I was like, yes, exactly. Back then, there were no, like, you couldn't email over, like, the files or anything. So we literally took lines we had for the current thing in the car, we flipped them over, and my manager read me lines and wrote them down. Yeah, we wrote down the lines on the back of the papers that we had.
That's amazing.
And that's how I got the lines for it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so we literally were just riding down the line, like, so we practiced in the car, so we drove from one audition to the other, and I learned the lines like, just in, like, the hour that we were going from one place to the other.
Oh,
and, it was really fast, and then I also had the problem that I was not dressed like a bully, even though, like, in acting, casting directors have no imagination.
Yeah.
They really don't. They have no imagination, and you have to go in like the character. So I'm in real life, I'm a very bubbly, happy person.
Yeah.
And like, even when you go in, like, you talk differently, you walk differently. So like, when I go in for a bully role, like, I walk different, like, I change my voice very low, like you walk in the room as a different person. And so I had on like this blank shirt, a different shirt. So there is this, it used to be like the famous thrift shop in LA called Out of the Closet, and it was a play on words.
Oh yeah, I think we have one here. We have one because they do a lot of charity work for the LGBT community, right? Yeah.
Yes. And so, this one was pretty famous. It was actually down the street from at the time, the Nickelodeon studio.
Oh, wow.
And so I went there, and we were just looking for a shirt that, like, worked. And I ended up getting this, like, Coldplay shirt that, like, I still remember it was a Coldplay shirt. And it was, like, one of their albums, and it was, like, I don't even pick this on looking back because, like, it was, like, kind of like a brain cut in half. Or it was very violent looking back. I think we thought it was like a bully shirt. Looking back, I was like, I don't think that was a good choice.
It worked.
So I don't know. So like, we picked that shirt out. So I got that shirt, and I had my lines that were written down on the back of the piece of paper. And I go into the studio, and I walk into this one person, and I'm being filmed, I remember, and, or no, wait, I wasn't being filmed, it was just Lady. And so I go in there, and I do audition. And, you know, I say, thanks very much, I leave, and we're on the way home, and, you know, of course, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want so badly, like, you know, I really want to be on Hannah Montana. And normally, like, it's a few days before you get, like, a callback or not. But home, they call me.
She lied about her age on that 70s show, that's and it true. Worked out. So you were already a fan of the show.
Yeah, for sure. I'm 11, so I watch Disney Channel songs.
Right.
At that point in my life, I literally would, do Hannah Montana concerts in my room. I would sing her whole album. And I remember that right before I got on the show,
we love that song. I was freaking excited.
I was freaking out. Yeah, I was so excited. And for some reason, every time I booked big roles, I was always in the middle of a show, too. Like, I was always that I was doing. I think at that time, I was actually doing Snow White. I think I was Snow White in Snow White at that time.
Oh, wow.
So I actually had... Yeah, and so like, I had to miss opening night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and they were kind of mad at me, but I mean, I was like, I don't care. Like, it was at my local theater. Like, so that's why I was like saying it's out in San Bernardino County. So I was like, I did theater all growing up in my local theater. I was like, yeah, no, I'm definitely doing it in Montana. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was going to ask how long it was been when you got the part and when you started filming.
Yeah, so it went very quickly. Because they waited 2 weeks, they kept auditioning girls for a long time. Like, they weren't sure who they wanted because I didn't get to do the keyboard. So they hired me, and literally, like, the next day, I went in.
Wow.
And was
intense? Well, because they were auditioning girls, like, up until the day they hired me. Like, they were not sure who they wanted.
So, I guess I was going to ask how did it feel just, like, walking on a set the first time? And, like, meeting Miley, you know, like, meeting Emily. Did you get to, like, talk to them, really?
Yeah, I mean, it was really, really exciting for me because, like I said, this was also my first time, my first speaking role on television. And so this was, it was a very big deal for me. And so I remember walking onto set and I was just incredibly excited. I remember walking onto set and just being like, oh my gosh, like I am here, this is it. And because, you know, the TV shows are, I don't know like how many of your listeners know, but you know, it's not actually like, they don't go to the beach to shoot the beach scene, you know, or like everything is like a box that they shoot in. And so I walked on and like there were all the sets, right? Like it was the beach, it was her bedroom, it was the school. And so like right away when I walked in, like I just got to like walk onto the beach, you know, where they like shot all those scenes. And like we took some photos there and I got to walk onto the school set and like just walk around, and that was incredible. And so I didn't see any of the stars right away. So because the first thing they do, so how TV shows work is it's kind of like a play. You rehearse for a week, and then at the end you actually shoot it, and the last day or two you shoot it in front of a live audience. And so that's kind of like the real thing. And so it very much felt like I was doing my play. And so I actually was shooting it in front of a live audience on like the night of my opening of Snow White. Yeah. So that was really, it was really interesting because I actually felt like I was just doing kind of a play at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of fun. But yeah, so, the first thing that I remember them doing is, I remember like walking onto set and they wanted me in hair and makeup, I think. For some reason, this is like one of the first things I remember, hair and makeup. And whenever you go on set, you want to have your, like as children, you go in with your hair and makeup kind of done, like just a little bit, because what they usually do with kids is they're like, however you look, they're like, you're fine, like with your hair and makeup. And then you just go, and then they put you in clothes and you go. And so they wanted to try that out. And so like, that's what they did to like get my look. They weren't sure how they wanted the cracker to look. And so they took a look at me. I had really long hair at that time that went like past my chest. And so my mom had put it in like two little like topsy tail things, and she'd straightened it all and then put on like very minimal makeup. And they were like, that's fine. And then they put me in the outfit that I wore on the show. But so I looked very different. I just looked like a little girl, you know? Yeah. And they put me on set, and immediately the producers and director was like, what is this? No. Like, they were like, she looks like a sweet little girl. Like, no, like, she can't look like this. Absolutely not. And so, like, also, like, as a child actor, something you have to get used to very quickly is everyone has opinions on, like, how you look, very harsh opinions, and you just have to let those roll right off of you. Yeah. And so the reason why I always played bullies and like boss girls and things like that is because at 11 years old, like I was 5'6", and everyone in acting is very, very short. Yeah. And so that's like just a thing. And so they sent me back to hair and makeup, and actually what they ended up doing with my hair is, I have photos of this, they put modeling clay and like straight up oil in my hair.
What?
Yeah, because I mean, like, I had a lot of hair, and it was like, not like hype myself, but it was shiny and pretty, and like, you know, I had nice hair.
Yeah.
But like, they literally put like clay and like like, literally, it was like a bottle that they were just like pouring oil in my hair. Oh my God. And like, they just like put it all over my hair, and they just kind of like clumped it up and then like put a ponytail in it. So like, if you go back and you like look at my hair, like, you can kind of see it. Like, it was actually like literal clay, like gray clay that you would like play with. Wow. Like, they were just like putting it in my hair, right? And then you know, they put, so every time I did a show, I was always the only one that like spent a long time in hair and makeup, because I was always the bully or the goth girl. And so then they were putting like tons of like eyeliner on me. And then they decided to put like that red lipstick on me, because like I have like this red lipstick on, which like honestly was like a little odd, because they never really do that. But I don't know, I had like that lipstick on. And so it was just kind of funny for me that like I had like all this hair and makeup on. And And then, like, they sent me out there, and they were like, yeah, that's good. They're all like, yeah, she looks crazy now.
Yeah.
We're satisfied with the crazy look. Huh. And so, yeah, so that's how I ended up looking, and, like, they just wanted to get the look down. Mm. And so, yeah, that was just really crazy. But I also remember, like, the first time I was shooting with Miley, one of the things we talked about is I started singing lessons when I was 8 years old, and I sang a lot. And so one of the things we talked about was her singing, and she was like talking about how like, oh, I've never taken a singing lesson in my life or anything, you know, like I just, you know, got to be a singer. And like, in my head, I was a little bit like, no offense, but I don't think it's because like, you're like a super talented singer. Like, I think it's because your dad is famous and you got a TV show, but yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, in my head, you know, a little bit, but I was like, whatever. But yeah. Anyway, we were talking about like singing and like different stuff we've like done, and like, you know, different singing techniques or whatever. Cause it was the first season, you know, like this is like very early in the first season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, we were talking about that, and, like, she was very cool. Like, we were literally, like, my mom just took pictures of everything, like, with a digital camera. Like, she has pictures of us just sitting there and chatting and, like, talking about different things. And, like, her singing coach, like, came over, and we talked about stuff. And, like, I will say that Miley Cyrus was very, very nice to me. Like, even like her little sister Noah, she had a birthday while I was on set, and like, she invited me to like her birthday party on set, and like, I went over and like celebrated her birthday with like cupcakes and stuff. And I do remember one time I was with Miley and Emily, and Miley Cyrus looked at me, and the thing is like, even though they have my paperwork, right, like, no one really pays attention, so I said I was 13 the whole time. Mm-hmm. And Miley Cyrus looks at me, and she looks in my eyes, and she was like, you don't look like you're 13. And I was like, and so like, I'm like a little freaked out. I'm like, nope, totally 13. Like, 100% 13. And Emily's like, Miley, don't say that. That's rude. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Is that rude? And I was like, no, this is fine. And Emily, and they were just such good friends. She's like, Miley, don't say that. That's rude. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Is that rude? She's like, yeah, don't say that to her. And like, they're just like going back and forth, so cute with each other.
That's so cool.
I'm like, and so, like, they're just, like, chatting back and forth, and at the end of it, I'm just like, nope, definitely 13, bye.
And they never...
Yeah, because I was... Yeah, I mean, like, and, you know, it's just funny, because, like, in hindsight, like, it probably wouldn't have mattered, like, but, you know, it's just funny. And I just remember, like, little things about everything. Like, I remember, like, there's one part, like, you know, when I mess up their hair together.
Yes.
And after it, they wanted me to, like, in the thing, you can see that, like, I, like, after I, like, rub my hands together, like, clap them together, like, oh, job well done or whatever.
Yeah.
And once again, I'm like, 11. So I didn't really, like, get what they were saying. And, like, they were getting, and, like, even though you're, like, children, like, they get a little frustrated with you. And so, yeah. Like, as soon as we break for lunch, my mom, like, took me over and she was like, okay, look, this is what they're saying. Like, you have to get it. And I, like, practiced it, like, a couple times. And I was like, you know, you're trying to get it right. And it's just so funny because there's just so many things. Because, like, you are a child, but you are expected to be so professional, you know. And people don't realize how well prepared you are going forward and, like, how professional children are doing this. And, you know, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all, because it's very mature kids who do that. And I never had a bad experience in acting. And I think that's because my mom was always, you know, very attentive, and she was always right there with us. And, you know, there are very strict child labor laws as well. Yeah. And everything was always followed. But I just had so much fun. And I always remember that one of my favorite memories is that at the end of the week, here's something I kept saying all week to Billy Ray Cyrus after every scene, I kept saying, oh, you did such a good job, because, like, I was just excited to be there. And at the end of the week, he came up to me, and this was so nice, he didn't have to do this, and he came up to me and he said, Jalen, I just wanted to tell you, you know, you were telling me good job all week, but I want to tell you, when I read the script for this week, honestly, I kind of didn't get this role, and I kind of thought it was a little dumb, and I didn't know how they were going to get someone to play this character, but I just wanted you to know that, like, when you did it, like, I thought it was amazing, and, like, you just did such a good job, and now I'm your biggest fan. Like, what else have you been in? I want to see it. And, like, it was just so kind of him to say that to me. Yeah. And it made, like, my little 11-year-old heart, like, you know, it made my week, you know, like, that meant so much to me.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was just so fun.
Yeah. Is that, do you have any other highlights from Hannah that you can recall, or is that about it?
I mean, I think one of the cool things is that, so, a guy named Todd Guchar, he created my character on Hannah Montana.
Okay.
And so he's the one who created my role in Hannah Montana. And real as quick side note, so my manager, my whole, like, pretty, I had two managers, but my manager that managed me pretty much, like, my whole career that I did my main stuff, her son was Justin on Wizards of Waverly Place. Yeah, so I grew up with him, and I grew up on that show and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so Todd Guchar created my character, but he also created Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay.
And so when Wizards of Waverly Place was originally being filmed, so that first pilot episode where they hadn't picked it up yet, I was on set with Linda, who Linda is my manager and his mother. And so I was on set, and I was just sitting there, and there was no live audience because it was just the pilot, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was just sitting where the audience was, and Todd sees me, and he's like, oh, Jalen, it's so good to see you, because he remembers me because he created my character, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes over, and he's just like, Jalen, how are you? Like, how are you doing? And I was like, I'm so good. And I was like, Linda told me you created this show. It's so great. Like, it's so funny. I love it. And he's like, could you hold on a sec? I have some people that I'd like you to tell that to. And I was like, okay, sure. He brings over the president of Disney, the, like, top executives of Disney, and, like, all of the heads of Disney, and they come over, and I'm like, yeah, I love it. I think it's funny. And they're like, you don't think it's too, like, Bobo's Magic Shop? Like, I remember, like, them using that term. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, I think it is, I think it's really clever. And I think, you know, wizards and witches are really in right now. And I told them all that stuff. and it got picked up the next week. So I always tell David Henry that, like, I take credit for Wizards of Waverly Place being picked up.
And thank you very much. Yeah. I love Wizards of Waverly Place. So I'm glad to know that you were there to tell them, like, no, this will be a good show. Don't worry about it. Like,
yeah.
I'm so glad that that happened.
Yeah.
And then,
so I always love that story.
That is a really good story. And then you worked on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody after Hannah Montana, right?
Yeah, and so the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, so I was in 4 episodes of that, and the thing was is that we shot those 4 episodes in 1 week because Ashley Tisdale had to go shoot High School Musical 2.
Wow.
And so they were filming all those episodes to be put in, like, those summer, they were summer camp episodes, and so right. they were putting in those scenes while she was gone. And funny enough, I was doing a show at that time, the play, and I was actually doing the play High School Musical at that time. Yeah, and so I remember one time I was getting my hair and makeup done because, once again, out of all the kids, I was the only one that actually had hair and makeup because I had, like, you know, a whole bunch of... What's actually funny about that is I still had my hair that was down to, like, my waist, but they wanted it to be black.
Right.
And so they didn't want to dye it. They didn't want to spray it. And so they decided to put me in a wig, but I had bangs. So they tattooed my bangs black. And so I spent every day for, like, 2 hours then putting all of my long hair into a wig and then tattooed ink my bangs black. And so for, like, 2 weeks after the show, I had, like, black bangs and brown hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was getting my hair and makeup done, and Ashley Tisdale was next to me, and I told her that I was doing the show High School Musical, and that, like, when I went back, we were opening. And she actually, like, did the dance to We're All In This Together with me to help me, like, practice it.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So that was really exciting for me to, like, actually get to do the dance with her and stuff. That was really fun. And her sister Jennifer was on set too at that time.
Mm.
So that was really fun. Brenda Song, though, I gotta say, is, like, the GOAT. Like, Brenda Song, like, honestly, like, Ashley Tisdale was, like, nice. I mean, I will say Ashley Tisdale was very full of herself.
Mm-hmm.
I love her, but, I mean, she thinks she is all that in a bag of chips. But Brenda Song.
Yeah, really.
But Brenda Song is so nice and so funny, and, like, she is just the absolute best. Like, I love Brenda Song. Like, and, you know, she just had a baby and everything, and I'm just like, you go, Brenda!
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Have you watched Dollface?
Have I watched what?
Dollface, her show on Hulu with Kat Dennings.
Oh, no, I actually haven't, but I keep seeing it, and I'm like, oh, I need to watch that.
Yeah, she's really cute on it, too. Mm. Just a little side question.
Corey loves
that.
That's
crazy.
Actually, as far as Sweet Life goes, I don't know if you guys know that episode, The Sweet Life Goes to Hollywood. And
I was going to ask you about that.
My brothers play young Zack and Cody in that. Yeah. And so, because they look just like them growing up. So when they actually did the audition, they went up to audition. And as soon as the casting director saw them, they were like, oh my gosh, we have to get Dylan and Cole up here. And that never happens in an audition. But they literally went and got Dylan and Cole from the set where they were shooting, brought them upstairs to the audition, and took photos of them.
That's
aww.
So funny.
I didn't go on set for that one, no. I sometimes did go on set with my brothers, though, because since there are 2 of them, they legally have the right to have a guardian for each of them. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I did go on set with my mom just because I could. But at that time, I was kind of too young, so it didn't really, like, pass as, like, oh, it's a guardian. It was kind of another kid. But when they got older, I did. But it was just like, oh, we already knew the people on set and stuff. But one of the other girls who was on The Sweet Life was Sierra Ramirez. And so, you know, she is pretty popular now as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other ones is, her name's Hannah. Why am I blanking on her last name right now? She's going to hate me because we're still friends. I don't know why I can't remember.
It's okay. There's so many names.
There's so many names.
Yeah, but anyway, her and I are still friends. And she just did a movie called Evergreen. Everyone should watch that. It's a independent film, but it's awesome. Hannah is awesome. She also does like she does virtual acting classes and everything like that. And so,
sweet.
Yeah, but Sweet Life was really fun. I remember a bunch of us, all the girls, we all sang. And so one time we were all singing in our classroom and Dylan and Cole came over and knocked on the door and they were like, "Hi ladies, you all sound beautiful, but could you keep it down? We're trying to do schoolwork in the other room." And we were like, right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so sorry.
But Dylan Sprouse was really funny. I remember he was hilarious. We got along really well, me and Dylan. Like, we were just cracking jokes back and forth. Like, he was really funny.
That's cool that you got to hang out with them, yeah.
Yeah, because, and also what was cool is they were right across, because Hannah Montana shot the whole time at a different studio from all the rest of the Disney shows. They shot at Tribune, but the Sweet Life shot at the same studio. So they were right across from That's So Raven. And so David Henry, who plays Justin, he was actually on That's So Raven too, at one point. And so I went on set with him growing up too. But at that time, I knew a girl who had cancer, and so I was getting scripts signed for her to give to her. Mm-hmm. And so the cast of The Sweet Life went over to the cast of That's So Raven and got all of them to come over to sign the script and everything too. Aww. And so that was really cool of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really fun as well. But yeah, I mean, I just had so much fun shooting the shows, and it was such a dream come true, and we all had a blast.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I would like to take a little bit of time to talk about your work with the Fight Like a Warrior project. I've done some research, but I feel like you are the best person to tell us and our listeners everything that you guys, all the work that you guys do and what we can do to support. We'd love to hear.
Yeah, so what I do today is I am the director of advocacy for a nonprofit called Fight Like a Warrior. And what we do is we unite, empower, and advocate for chronic illness warriors around the world. I actually became chronically ill when I was 15 years old, and I've been chronically ill ever since then. And we just do a lot of advocacy work and a lot of awareness work. And I am really proud of the work that we do. You can find us on Instagram at Fight Like a Warrior. We always could use donations, but more than that, we love people to follow us and follow along with the stories that we share. And because more than anything, a lot of these chronic illnesses, people just aren't aware of. Sometimes illnesses are visible, sometimes they're invisible, and people just aren't aware that people have them or how to react when people have them. And so we just want people to be more aware of not only the people that have them, but of where to donate, of how to, you know, react when people have them, and how to be kinder to people who have chronic illnesses.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm glad that they exist and that you're working with them. Yeah, that's really awesome. Thank you for sharing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten everything could say. That's we don't want to keep you for too
long. Some cool stories for... Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was really... We learned so much that I don't think that we were expecting to. And it was very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool to have the perspective of somebody who was a kid at the time.
Yeah. Because we interviewed somebody who played a teacher on the show, and he had an interesting perspective. But it was really... Yeah, it was really cool to hear what it was like to be a kid on the set. You know, because I just couldn't imagine how exciting that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. And yeah, it was so much fun. I had a lot of fun on the Disney sets. And, you know, like I said, I think, you know, I always want to raise awareness that, you know, people always give child actors a bad rep. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, you can probably name on one or two hands all of the child actors you know that have, you know, that have went crazy or have horrible stories today. But there are literally thousands of child actors, right? And that are fine today, that grew up, that are doing things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of us are just fine. There are really strict child labor laws. Most of our parents took care of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, not all child actors, you know, went crazy or did, you know, or had problems. Most of us are just adults that are living normal lives.
Yeah. Well, it was very exciting to get to know you a little bit
thank you
and
for
hear about all of that.
Thank you for making some time for us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking the time to interview me, and it was so nice getting to know you both.
Yeah, of course. And then for our followers or listeners, you can go check out Jalen on Instagram. I think it's at Jalen Palmer.
Yeah.
Or it's Jalen Palmer.
Yeah.
It's Jalen Palmer.
No, it's at Jalen Palmer, and my name is spelled J-A-E-L-I-N.
Okay, cool. I'll put it in the show.
Oh, yeah. We're going to throw in links all over. We're going to throw a link to Jalen's Instagram, a link to the Fight Like a Warrior Instagram.
Yeah, we
want to be a participant.
Yes, of course. So, yeah, again.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for your time, and I had so much fun talking with you.
Yes, thank you for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's always nice to hear that things are better than you expect.
Yeah.
Like being a kid actor, especially.
Yeah. And finding out that Brenda Song is nicer than Ashley Tisdale was also really fun.
Especially considering the Maddie London dynamic.
Yeah. That was really interesting. I like that a lot.
But pretty sweet about Billy Ray.
Pretty sweet about Billy Ray.
Oh my gosh, a freaking tear in my eye.
The David Henry connection was also very interesting.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Jalen, for Wizards of Waverly
Thank
Place.
Thank you, Jalen, for Wizards of Waverly Place.
That's
oh my
nuts.
Gosh,
that's
that is so,
cool.
True. Like, it's very plausible that Wizards of Waverly Place might not have happened without her.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Especially, like, I mean, when you're a kid doing, like, stuff like that as a kid, like, for a kid's network and
right.
stuff, like, kids' input is valuable.
Yeah, that's the opinion that matters absolutely the most. And
that's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
All right, so at Jalen Palmer on Instagram,
yes.
J-A-E-L-I-N-P-A-L-M-E-R.
Yeah.
And then at Fight Like a Warrior.
Yeah.
And we're going to have all these links posted for you because follow that stuff,
follow
man.
Stuff,
follow Jalen.
And check out her highlights. She has a lot of pictures from behind the scenes and like other stuff.
They were really cute.
Yeah, they were really cute. Yeah, so, and then...
Oh my gosh.
We're going to have our big season wrap up.
Season wrap up.
I promise.
Yeah, I mean, it's July. We're on summer break, you guys.
Yeah, it's
get
July.
Off my back.
We had birthdays. We had vacations. We had blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
we both had birthdays. We're a year older now.
Yeah.
Did anybody say happy birthday to us?
Yeah.
Didn't think so.
And then, you know, we'll get into season two.
Oh my gosh.
ASAP. And once we get into season two, we'll be like, boom, 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 just going right through it.
Every week, you'll be like, wait, another one?
Yeah.
And we'll say yes. And then the next week, you'll be like, more? And we'll say yes.
Yeah. More. Okay.
Hannah Montana.
We love it. We love you. Keep on rocking.
Keep on rocking, everybody. Whoa, whoa.